We're advising people not to go to the Ministry of Interior because lots of snipers are shooting down people with live ammunition, so we're advising not to do it. But people are outraged and they just don't get, they have nothing left, so just that they're going for it. But they're coming with bullet injuries. What we're doing here is people, the microphones are asking for volunteer doctors to come here and help people out. So we're doing what we can. We're just setting in some kind of first aid center. So we just fix them up as much as we can and then send them to the hospital.
So just to describe where we are, we're just a couple of streets back from the Interior, exactly. Interior Ministry where all of the fighting's been going on today. Yes. And this is actually a mosque.
This is a mosque.
And it's been turned into a makeshift first aid center.
First aid
and
center.
Tell me about the scenes you've seen in terms of people coming in today. Kind of injuries.
I've seen everything. Like I've seen bullet injury. One guy just died. Now he had a bullet injury. A bullet went through his heart, and there was nothing we can do about it. We needed a hospital, and there was not enough time. We've seen shotguns in the stomach. We've seen them. I've seen a hand that's been crushed with shot. It's been like shattered with a shotgun. We've seen everything right here. The police are using every kind. They're getting desperate because they're under siege in the Ministry of Interior and just getting desperate. They don't know what to do, so they've lost all reason and all sensibility, and they're just shooting at everybody.
And still,
I've heard that the army is just. The army is just formed a kind of a barrier between the people and the Ministry of Interior so that they can stop the violence.
There's a lot of commotion. A woman who's slumped lifeless in a group of people's arms is being carried in from the back streets just behind Midan Falaki. That's the nearest square as you go directly north from the Interior Ministry. And it's the streets around there that many of the protesters are falling back into as they consistently pour forward to attack the ministry and then get repelled by tear gas and live ammunition. It seems to be mainly shotguns, but there are also snipers on the roof of the ministry and they're firing live rounds as well down into the street when anyone tries to approach. And the woman's being carried in now through a big wooden barricade that the volunteers have put up to try and keep things organized. And she's being put into one of the makeshift beds, which is basically just prayer mats that they've laid out, and they've hung more prayer mats and carpets around to try and create curtains, and they've taped UV drip up, just using sellotape, and they've taped them up to the wall.
It's a really chaotic scene. There's blood all over the floor. There's people lying around in different groups, some crying, some desperately trying to get on phones. The people who are medical professionals have put white bits of white tape on their arms so people can recognize them. And where I am now, there's just a group of people gathered around a man who's collapsed on the floor and is now hitting himself. He seems to be in really quite a bit of pain. I think he's been gassed very, very severely. And there are tears streaming from his eyes, and there are lots of men holding him down to try and calm him down. And a girl is speaking to him, and several more medical professionals are now running in this direction. This is where casualties are being brought into the makeshift medical centre. People are arriving on motorbikes and small little pickup trucks, and they're coming into a crowd, very, very chaotic crowd, and ambulances are pulling up here as well. Several people are carrying sticks because they're protecting themselves against gangs of thugs which are rumoured to have been roaming the streets. Some people think it's policemen who have shed their official uniforms and put on civilian clothes and are staying loyal to the regime and are trying to attack protesters and loot property. So people are arming themselves with whatever they can find. We can hear live rounds being shot just over in the next street by the Interior Ministry. And meanwhile, the wounded and injured continue to pour in, and it's very, very chaotic. People are falling over, there's debris all over the road, people are running in front of ambulances are almost running them over, more and more casualties keep arriving on motorbikes and then getting carried in to the mosque.